Japa Mini Meditations Series Ras Lila Nectar Collection Continuing Gopal Champu Purva Vibhag First Part by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad in his beautiful, sweet and enriching description of Krishna's Ras Lila. It's Part 8. It's titled Gopi's Search. Not seeing Shyam anywhere, the gopis think, where did he go? They can't find Krishna. So they start searching and searching through the forest. And even when they can't find Krishna, and they feel very exhausted, they just fall on the ground. They're searching for Krishna alone or in pairs. And they individually curse themselves saying, oh, Krishna has left me and gone away. My love must not be genuine. Enveloped in Prem Brahm, the illusion of divine love, the gopis begin to act like Krishna. But when they return to external consciousness, they simply sing over and over again about Krishna's leelas, and they become totally absorbed in Shyam. The gopis search for Krishna in all directions, and they ask the trees and creepers and leaves repeatedly for Krishna's whereabouts. They enter a deep state of unmad, madness and separation, divyonmad, mahabhav. As they search and move through the forest, they sing about Krishna's pastimes, become absorbed in Krishna's lila, so much so that the gopis start taking on Krishna's mood and turning into Krishna, so their golden complexion suddenly turned bluish-black like Shyam Sundar. They ask all the living beings they see in the forest, O trees, O latas, O earth, O bhumi, O deer, have you seen any sign of our Priyatam? Oh, where is our Shyam? When they ask the trees, they don't get any reply. As they wander and wander some distance, after some time, they see Krishna's lotus footprints. But they're not alone. There's another pair of footprints right beside him. And they see that someone else's footprints. Then the gopis start conjecturing to themselves. These footprints besides Krishna must be some lover's prints whom Krishna is embracing. This was spoken by the Tatastha or neutral Sakis. Then Radharani's own personal group, her Surit Baksha Sakis, her very close Sakis, they comment on the, quote, extra female footprints. And what do they say? They say this, Anayaradito nunam Bhagavan Hare Ishvaraha Yanno Vidaya Govinda Prito Yam Anayadraha. It's also spoken in the Chapter 30 of the 10th canto, verse 28, where Radharani's name comes flying out of the Bhagavatam, slightly covered, Aradito, as Radha is there. Defining this special lover, Gopi, who perfectly worships Ishvara Sri Krishna, and being greatly pleased with her, Sri Krishna leaves and takes Radharani to a secret place. One rival gopi, anti-party gopi, Vipaksha Sakhi, says, oh, just see, Sakhis. Krishna's footprints are certainly auspicious to see. But what is this? Alongside his beautiful footprints, there's the footprints of some woman with bad conduct. I think she's so impudent. That alone, she's devouring all the honey of Shyam's lips that actually belongs to us. The eager Brajagopis now follow both Radha and Krishna's auspicious footprints, which lead them to the door of a Nikunja Kutir, just used by Leela Yugal, who upon hearing the approaching Sakis quietly ran away somewhere to hide so the gopis would not discover and catch Radha alone with Krishna. Ascends part 8, the Brajagopi search.